Candidates for Escambia County Administrator will be in Pensacola this week for a series of meetings and interviews. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
The selection process involving the five finalists was rescheduled from late January when a rare winter storm hit the Pensacola area. In all, 20 applicants were submitted to a local search committee by the Dallas-based firm Waters Consulting.
There were 243 pages of information to go through to review to see which ones we could select. The county commission had asked us for a list of five, and we gave them five.
Committee Chairman Dave Pavlock says nothing really jumped out from the collected resumes as they worked to determine the best candidates for the job.
We had looked at giving some preference to people that have been in Florida because of the complexity of the Florida system of interfacing with state government. So there was a little bit of preference, I think, to people that were in Florida, but there were, I think, at least two or three of them that were from out of state.
Two, to be exact. Albert Pinska from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and John Weaver from Murrells Inlet, South Carolina. The other three are Floridians: Jack Brown from Perry, Ted Lakey from Graceville, and former Pensacola City Administrator Bill Reynolds.
We looked at someone who's going to be running a large organization, and someone who's had a span of management, who's directed people that have been in all different facets of local government, and we felt that some of the others that had good resumes and had good educational credentials did not meet the acid test of being able to manage a large organization.
Reynolds making the final cut no doubt has raised some eyebrows. He was fired by Mayor Ashton Hayward last July after being charged with non-criminal mishandling of public records. Reynolds fought the charge and was cleared in September. Pavlock says they took all of that into consideration.
We looked at the qualifications and the fact that several of them were in their jobs for several years. They weren't job hoppers. Sometimes it seems two or three years is the length of stay for someone who's a county administrator. We're looking for someone who's had some stability over a period of years and has sustained themselves over different leaderships of county commissioners.
Two others who failed to make the cut were Thaddeus Cohen, a former Pensacola Economic Development Director, and Barbara Drummond, who runs the City of Mobile's Administrative Services. Both are African American.
What the board is planning to do is to have the five finalists that have been put forward for the county administrator position here in town.
County Attorney Allison Rogers says the county commission will begin quizzing the candidates on Thursday.
In the morning, each commissioner will be meeting individually with each of the five candidates, kind of like a round robin. Each will be circulating through the different commissioners' offices. Then in the afternoon, starting at 1 o'clock, we're going to be having a public meeting, and they will be interviewing as a board each of these five finalists.
The order of appearance is alphabetical: Brown, Lakey, Pinska, Reynolds, and Weaver, beginning at 1:15. Rogers says the questions to be asked in the public session likely will follow the same format for each of the five.
But obviously leaving open a little bit of room so that they can get into some of the individuals' experiences, work history, that sort of thing.
Another special commission meeting is set for Friday morning to decide the winner, but Rogers says that may not be necessary given the number of available options.
They can go ahead and make a vote and name the next administrator at that time. They can roll it over till Friday, or they could put off the deliberations into a subsequent meeting. We actually have a regular board meeting set up for Tuesday afternoon on the 18th. Or they could even decide to make the choice that they don't want any of the five finalists.
That last option would leave interim administrator Larry Newsom on the job through the development of next fiscal year's budget. Then a new search could begin. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.